نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو, تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو, تمہارا یہ لیے جاتے ہیں مال اسباب سب جاگو. تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو, تمہارا یہ لیے جاتے ہیں مال اسباب سب جاگو. پڑے ہو اب بھی غافل کر رہے ہو کیا غضب جاگو, پڑے ہو اب بھی غافل کر رہے ہو کیا غضب جاگو. بہت سوئے بہت سوئے بس اب جاگو بس اب جاگو, بہت سوئے بہت سوئے بس اب جاگو بس اب جاگو. مسلمانوں اٹھو بہر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ, مسلمانوں اٹھو بہر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ, نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ, نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ. تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو, تمہارا یہ لیے جاتے ہیں مال اسباب سب جاگو. The burglars have broken into your home. The thieves have entered your home. And I will give just an explanation in my own words. They didn't only enter the home. They didn't come through the door. They drilled a big hole in your wall and came inside. Made a big din, big noise. That we are entering your home. They came with a big bang and they entered your home. And what are they doing? They are taking your furniture, they're taking your gold, your silver, your cash. They are taking away your stove, your fridge, your microwave, everything they are cutting away. And what is your condition? Pade ho ab bhi ghafil kar rahe ho kya ghazab jago. Bahut soye bas ab jago bas ab jago. Far too long have you slept. How can you still remain asleep when they have entered your home making such a big noise, such a big din? You still fast asleep. Get up, oh Muslim, how long are you going to remain fast asleep? He says, get up now for action. This is not a time for indifference, negligence, and to be heedless of the advices. Now what does he mean? He means that this culture that we are talking about, now let us look at it in our context, that the culture that we are talking about, culture of the West, culture of the East, culture of North and South, why should we only say West, West all the time? What good is coming from the other parts of the world? So he says, they have entered your homes, the media, whether it is the TV, the newspapers, the magazines, and everything that is coming into those homes, it is coming with a big bang, making a big noise, big din. When the Sunday papers come into the homes, they make a big noise and come. The fathers, the mothers, the sisters, the aunts, the grannies, little children, young girls, young boys, filthy pictures and pages are exposed to everybody. And it will be in the homes of everyone. The television with all its filthy programs, we will say that no, just for some spots and some news we still have it. What is being watched on that? What is the contents of that television? Then look at the number of porn sites that our children and our family members are watching. Look at the filthy magazines which are entering the homes. So they are taking away that culture. They are taking away that culture. We are all talking about the TV culture. Children are becoming disobedient. Every day we get somebody's letter or somebody's message that please announce in the masjid, children are busting fireworks, crackers. They are throwing it into our gardens. They are throwing it into our homes and they are putting it into our car exhaust and they're doing this and they're doing that. They have become rebellious. They don't want to listen, disobedient. All kinds of complaints are coming. Then if they look at all the advertisements, what are they inviting towards? Radio, television, everything inviting towards sins. And the Muslim is going hook, line and sinker for all those things. Because his nafs gets a bit of enjoyment and pleasure. That's all. For a little while of that pleasure and enjoyment, he is prepared to sacrifice the morals of his children, the character of his children. He is prepared to sacrifice modesty, haya, shame, everything, just for that little while of pleasure. The parent is unconcerned. The grandparents are unconcerned. Children will be children. Youngsters will be youngsters. But what about those who are adults? So he says, Tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagai hai naqab, jago, get up now. How long are you going to accept the situation? How long are you going to just say this is happening in somebody else's home? My children, my wife, my daughters, they watch all these things, but I haven't caught them doing anything. We haven't caught them doing anything means they're not doing anything. That is what we say. And if somebody has to tell us that this is where I saw your child, then we will fight with that person. You mind your own business. Where are our children? Where are our youth? Where are they going? We are unconcerned. So these enemies, they have entered your homes. And that is what they want, to take away that Islamic lifestyle. They don't want you to practice on deen and on sharia. So how long are you going to remain asleep now? If the thieves have to enter somebody's home and make a big noise and movement and din, and yet the person is snoring away, then he should be sent to the Qabristan. Because that is the place where he can keep snoring till Qiyamah day. Ah, he says, Ab jago, Musalmano, utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Get up for some action now. How long are we going to rely on just speeches? When will action come? As the Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah used to say, so much of speeches have been given that the whole atmosphere is filled with speeches. Amal ka waqt kab aayega? When will the time come for amal now? Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka. It is not a time to be heedless, to be negligent, to be indifferent and think that it is happening somewhere else. Good families, good homes, in places where it was least expected, things have happened. But then it becomes too late. Then even if you shed tears of blood, it is too late. So he says, get up. The time to get up is now, not later. Where that one brother is smoking there in that parking lot, somebody tell him that the smoke is coming inside the masjid. In the Haram Sharif at one time, that's what it was. They were Rome. The most people used to live around such a way, so close to the Haram, that they could open the windows and look inside, look into the Haram Sharif. But then, one of the alims who was residing there, he says that people used to open the windows and puff and send the smoke right into the Haram Sharif. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then moved them further away. Said, right now go further away. Until then such a government came that said, get out of our country. We don't need you here. So respect of masjid, respect of Haram Sharif. Nevertheless, so he says, ab nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka, bas ab jago, bas ab jago. This is not a time for negligence, indifference, and to be heedless. Get up, he says, get up. I'm not going to read all, just three or four, just to give us an idea where we are. Kabhi wo waqt bhi tha, jab ye tha sara diyar apna. Kabhi wo waqt bhi tha, jab ye tha sara diyar apna. Kisi shay par magar baqi nahi ab ikhtiyar apna. Ye ab ghairon ka hai bilkul, kahein hum go hazar apna. Ye ab ghairon ka hai bilkul, kahein hum go hazar apna. Saza iski hai kyun choda wo islami shiar apna. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ. There was a time when we used to say that this country is ours, this country is ours, this country is ours. Muslim, Muslim, Muslim. So, but at present we've got no control over anything. Everything is belonging to others, no matter how much we say it is ours. Can Qatar say that it is ours? Can Jordan say that it is ours? Can Syria say it is ours? Can Egypt say that it's ours? Can Saudi Arabia say it is ours? Can Pakistan say it is ours? All these countries, who is controlling? Who is pulling the strings? From where are all the decisions being made? Who is in power, in real power? That same so-called superpower that we curse and we swear. So he says, no matter how much you say that all these countries are belonging to us, all these territories belong to us, all these oil wells belong to us, nothing really belongs to you. How much you wish to call it yours, it's not yours. Because the control is of the others. You are fully dependent on them. For every little thing, you're dependent on them. For your ammunition, you're dependent on them. For your jet fighters, you're dependent on them. For your helicopters, you're dependent on them. For all your products, you're dependent on them. All technology, you're dependent on them. Then how can it be yours? Nahi ye waqt ab ghaflat ka. No more. This is not the time now to remain fast asleep and negligent of what is happening around. Get up, he says, get up. Far too long have you slept, now get up.
Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. Namuna ho ke bhi har qaum ke saanche mein dhal jana. Tumhara har naye daure hukumat mein badal jana. نمونہ ہو کے بھی ہر قوم کے سانچے میں ڈھل جانا رہے حق میں بتوں کے حسن ظاہر پر پھسل جانا جدھر چلنا حدود شرع سے باہر نکل جانا مسلمانوں اٹھو بہر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا بس اب بیدار ہو جاؤ.
Whenever government changes, say you change also. You change with the government of the time. Whatever government comes in, you change with them. You were supposed to be role models. Instead of that, you are following others. Others were supposed to follow you. Instead of that, you are following others. All the time you are looking at others as your role models. Some film actor is a role model. Some film actress is a role model. Some other fasik, fajir person is a role model. Some person is a footballer is a role model. Some person is a rugby player is a role model. Some person is a cricketer is a role model. We are not looking at the characters of people, that who should be a role model. Every Muslim was supposed to be a role model for others. But as I say, and many times I have said, that how many of us can stand up in a masjid and say, place our hand on the chest and take qasam and then say, that I am a role model for my children. That I can tell my children, follow me, inshallah you will go to Jannat. Follow me, inshallah you will get Allah. Follow me, inshallah you will get Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam muhabbat. Follow me, inshallah you will get deen and dunya. How many parents can say that? How many of us can stand up and say that boldly and clearly, that I am a role model, follow me? If they have to follow us as role models, then they'll end up in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, because we are role models. So they'll follow us. So where will we take them? If fathers are committing adultery, mothers have become rebellious, they are not obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Fathers are committing fraud, stealing. Mothers have got no shame, no haya, no decency. So now the children, we tell them we are role models. Because children, the first role model for them should be their parents. Now they're going to look at them, where will they end up? Therefore, to change with every government is not a Muslim's sign. South Africa, there was a time, there was apartheid, all these clubs and cinemas and all that were closed to the Muslim, to the Indians and to the non-whites. Then came freedom. So with freedom came a lot of good. But at the same time, it seems that the freedom brought freedom from everything, freedom from the chains of muhabbat and love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, freedom from the khawf of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nothing, freedom from everything. Do whatever you like. All those places which were taboo at one time, with the changing of the government, so now we started flooding those places. Muslims are conspicuous by their presence. So if we have to be role models, or if we claim that we are role models, then we should not be changing with the government. People should be following the Muslim. The Muslim should be honest, truthful. His character should be upright. He should not indulge in any kinds of sins and vices. When a non-Muslim asks him that, why don't you do this, why don't you do that, he says, because I am a Muslim. I believe in Allah. I believe in the day of judgment. Therefore, I can't indulge in anything that is shameless, indecent, obscene. You may not consider it to be so, but my religion prohibits me from these things. So he says, get up now. How long are you going to remain asleep? Far too long have you slept. They are stealing your culture, they're stealing your deen, they're stealing your morals, they're stealing everything, and still you're fast asleep. You're just following them blindly. Nahi ye waqt ab ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Na surat hai musalmani, na sirat hai musalmani. Bala is hal mein phir kya ho tum par fazle yazdani. Rahe naakam go tum kar chuke har sa'ye imkani. Musalma ban ke dekho kamra phir ho ba aasani. Musalmano utho bahre amal tayyar ho jao. Nahi ye waqt ghaflat ka bas ab bedar ho jao. Neither is your surat like a Musalman, your outward features, neither are they like a Musalman. You cannot be recognized that you are a Muslim. And neither is your sirat, your character, your akhlaq, your morals, your behavior, your transactions, your dealings, your family relationships, social matters. Nowhere there seems to be any kind of Islam. That is very easy, that you put an Islamic tag and tail and label on everything. We have Islamic wine, Islamic this, Islamic that, everything Islamic. Whether it is Islamic or not is of no concern. So he says, you have tried and you are trying, but you are failing. why you are failing, because neither is your surat Musalmani nor sirat Musalmani. You want the conditions around the world to change. And the people in those places where there is so much of suffering, so much of hardship, so much of trials and so much of tests. But still neither is the surat of Musalman and nor is the sirat of Musalman, excepting for a small percentage. After all the disasters, after all the troubles and after all the problems, can we claim that now 100% adults are performing the salat 5 times a day? And they are abstaining from all things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. And accidentally, if they committed some sin, then they make a lot of tawbah. Read the articles which came in the month of Ramadan in the Saudi Arabian paper, that how the bazaars and the marketplaces and everything is flooded in the month of Ramadan. And also there's such a clamor on the television networks. Everybody wants to catch up with customers. So from after Isha, they say the different channels are just trying to get the attention of the masses. And the whole night is spent now mostly on the television. That was what the article said. Now is that how Ramzan Sharif should be spent? And yet a few miles away, so much of bombing and suffering and everything is happening. So he says, Nasurat hai Musalmani, Nasirat hai Musalmani. Then how do you expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, which has been promised to the believers, Iman and Amal-e-Salih? They must have Iman, they must have Amal-e-Salih, they must have Taqwa. Allah Ta'ala then makes all those promises. Now we will read all those hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how the Sahaba-i-Kiram were tested for a few days, for a little while, and then Allah Ta'ala sent His Nusrat, Madad, help, how the enemies were defeated. Now we will read that and we will wait for that same help and Nusrat. But we forget to read further that those were people who were practical. Allah Ta'ala tested them for a little while, but they were practical people. So therefore that Nusrat and help came so quickly after that. In the battle of Badr, in the battle of Khandaq, in the battle of Uhud, in which battle were the Muslims in a majority, or they had more arms and ammunition than the enemies? Not one. Yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them victory. It was a test for them. But here, the more the trouble, the more the problem, the more we neglect Salat, the more we neglect our Zakat and our fasting and our Ibadat and our Zikr, our Duas. So all the equipment that is being used also goes waste. So we must make use of the technology, make use of the arms, ammunition and everything. But without obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we cannot expect that nusrat and help. So he says, Rahe na kaam go kar chuke har sahiye imkani. Musalma ban ke dekho. Become true Muslims. Then see how Allah Ta'ala assists and helps from strange sources. Unseen forces of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come into action. You won't even have to throw the bomb there after that. But of course that doesn't mean that when there is jihad taking place, then they won't use it. But what I'm saying is that that help of Allah Ta'ala, when it will come, then it will come like how it came for the Sahaba-i-Kiram. It's the same Allah even today. So let us make up our niyat, our minds and our, that we want to get Allah Ta'ala in our lives. That we want to be His and we want Him to be ours. That we are tired now of the restlessness that the sins has brought. Which person after drugs for 10 years, 20 years can say that I'm a very, very happy person that I took drugs for 20 years. Or after committing adultery for 20 years, 30 years, he can say, oh, what good health I've got now. 30 years I've been committing adultery. Which person can say after committing so much of sins, what a peaceful sleep I had. Restlessness, nothing but restlessness, but shaitan has given us chloroform. When the person is in that state, he's got chloroform. So at that time, they're chipping, chopping, cutting, slicing his body, but he's got no pain. Now somebody tells him, but this is what they're doing to you. He said, no, you're just speaking lies. because they've given him some morphine injection, and it's also now they given him some chloroform, so he is in the deep sleep and enjoying himself. But when the effect of that is going to wear off, then he will realize what pain he was suffering, what was being done to him. So here this is what Shaitan, for that little while, glorifies it and present it to us. Look at this pretty face, look at these drugs, look at this, look at that, how you have don't become bored. If you have to follow Allah and His Rasul, your life will become boring. Wallah, it will never become boring, because Allah Ta'ala is the creator of happiness. And He will give happiness inside the heart. Allah Ta'ala will give that happiness inside the heart. The Allah Wallahs, they are not bored of life. There's such enjoyment in that ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And we will not then seclude ourselves. We don't have to run away to the mountain top or some jungle or some... or get out of the world. In this world we will live with our wives, with our children, with our families, with everybody. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. They will be in their work, in the activities, they will go to the businesses, they will marry, they will upbring the children, everything. But their hearts will be with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will enjoy such kind of sukoon, and this is something that we must believe that it exists, but it lands on the heart. The heart of a believer, that is where sukoon lands. Now if we have given that heart to everything else, we have damaged that airport of the heart. There's no landing strip there, because it's gone to that illicit beloved woman that we have got. That in the thought and in the love of that woman, the person is gone mad. He's gone majnoon. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है. So when jawani came, the person got youth. Now he became madly in love with someone, infatuated. His heart is gone. Now if his heart is gone, then where can that sukoon land? That sukoon, where is it going to land? It's gone, the heart. Somebody has stolen it. Don't they say, she stole my heart. So if she stole the heart, there's nothing left there now. The heart is stolen. Report to the police. Tell them to find it somewhere. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give us sukoon. And wallah, it is a reality. Don't think they get bored. And this is the biggest fear. What will we do without the drugs, without the cinemas, without the discos, without the rave clubs? What will we do? Life will become boring. It will never become boring. There's so much to do. Create the thirst for reading. There's so much to read and such enjoyment in reading. Good literature, there's so much. But if we read, then what we will read? The back page of Sunday Times. That's our literature. Wallah, I'm saying from the depths of my heart that it causes me so much of pain when we see in those papers advertisements, as I mentioned the other day, of Quran Sharif, of Tasbihs. We see the picture of the dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We see Kaabatullah Sharif on one side of the page, and the other side is a naked woman. Now when you're closing that page, that naked woman's picture comes directly onto that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I was traveling in the plane, and one of the newspapers there, then I was looking at that Kaabatullah Sharif's picture, written there, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and an advertisement. And on the other side, a filthy picture. So I tore it up and
The person that was sitting next to me got very surprised that I'm tearing up a page here. This is what I say, that those people who just have to read newspapers for some reason or the other, business deals and what's happening in the world, then there's only a small percentage of those articles which are really newsworthy. The rest of it is nothing but scandal and all absolute rubbish. So if you have to then tear up these pictures and pages and all that, don't leave it open in those homes. Farishtas of Rahmat will not enter those homes. Then we will say that jinn has come and jadu has come and this has come and that has come. The jinn, jadu and everything will come when we are going to have the filth there. The devils will be invited. In devil there is evil. In every evil there is devil. D-E-V-I-L. So in devil there is evil. Evil there is devil. So when he's going to lie around like that, then how do we expect the Rahmat angels to come? Yes, if we don't believe in it, then it's a different thing. But if we do believe in it, then tear up those pages. Let the people laugh. Let them make a joke of you. Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as they are not annoyed. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, what was their mizaj? What was their mizaj? What was their nature? What was their temperament? Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham. Chahe badle zamana nahi iska gham. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham. Lakh musibat can come. Thousands of trials, tests, hardships can come. I am not concerned about that. The whole world can turn away. The whole world can criticize me. The whole world can say I'm orthodox and I'm old-fashioned and I'm this and I'm that. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham. But oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from me, then I am destroyed. Then I will not find any place of refuge.
Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yun hi umr bhar. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahunga yun hi umr bhar. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi. Maine mana khataon ka putla hoon main, apni nazaron se lekin girana nahi.
Is there some station in my life, or will I remain like this, flapping around all the time? Ya Allah, I acknowledge that indeed I am a sinful servant. But Ya Allah, don't remove me from your mercy sight, from your sight of mercy. So that was their mizaj. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give sukoon in the heart. There is a reality to it. When the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will flow in that heart. Yes, I was telling you that create the interest of reading good literature. There's so much now, so many books are available, so much of good literature. And once you get the taste of that, then you won't have time. Then there's so much to do in the social field. Assist, help, take care of the needs of the poor, destitute. So many other things a person can do. His life will never become boring. Be cheerful, be happy with the family, talk to them, find time, instead of being glued to those evil pictures all the time. And then there will be sukoon in that home, there will be, it will become jannat on earth. True, I'm telling you, it will become jannat on earth. Allah Ta'ala will give that person happiness in that home. Don't we want that? So now which other way there is but to make Allah Ta'ala happy? If somebody wants some favor from someone,
What is the best way of getting that favor? Go and curse him, swear him, hit him, boot him, and then say, do me a favor. Will that person be an intelligent person? That he wants a favor of his friend. So he goes to his friend, first he curses him, swears his father, mother, and everybody, and after that says, right now do me this favor. He will have to make that friend happy. If that friend becomes pleased, he'll say, yes, okay, you want 1,000 rand loan? No problem, take 10,000 rand loan. Because he's happy. Otherwise, he won't even give a 1 rand loan. So make Allah Ta'ala happy, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open the treasures. He will open the treasures. Unlimited treasures. Treasures of respect, treasures of sukoon, treasures of everything. He will open it and he will give it. Why lose hope? He's so merciful, so forgiving. Turn towards him. When the waves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat will flow in the heart, then we will say, where did I waste my time? In adultery, in fornication, in stealing, in casinos and discos and cinemas. It made my life restless, restless. Whatever Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered, there's great wisdom in it. Great wisdom in it. You lead a life of purity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep that heart filled with sukoon. But we want to solve problems by administering that very poison which led to that problem. One person is here in this majlis. He says he was being counseled because he had a drug habit. So he's being counseled by a very pretty woman in a Muslim rehab. He was being counseled by a very pretty woman. So now he says that I was getting no sleep after being counseled. After being counseled, he said, my sleep was gone. I was restless. So finally he got sick and tired of leading such a restless life, so he wrote a love letter to her. That meant his dismissal from that rehab. Now will this solve a problem? But if we have to speak about these things, then we will say that now these people are outdated, orthodox. We don't know where they're coming up with the same old ideas. Now a young person who wants to come out of his bad habit, due to that restlessness and sleepless nights, now he was thinking seriously of taking more drugs so that he can get sleep. Can you imagine what the consequences are? This is just one example I've given you because the person is here in this majlis, spending a few nights here at the Kaaba. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us understanding, our fahm, our understanding must come right. We all have got weakness, shortcomings, faults. We don't want to point fingers at anybody. But what I am saying is that the poison, if we are going to administer and then expect the person to get cured, that very poison which was the cause of his problem, how will he get cured? That same intermingling, that same thing which led to his downfall. Now we provide such venues for them that come, join, intermingle, enjoy yourself, party. Then we say that there's a lot of adultery, a lot of fornication. Girls are going for abortion, young girls. So many cases we are dealing with. Just going to ask some of those doctors who are forced to do abortion because it's government regulation, that what ages are of those girls and how many of them are Muslim girls. Muslim girls. So who is creating the facilities for them? Yes, to the best, to whatever extent we can save them. After that, if they still get caught, at least we can say, Ya Allah, we tried our best. But we providing such kind of venues for them where these things are happening. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cure us of all our spiritual and physical ailments. Inshallah, I can tell you, and I can take qasam because I'm sitting in the masjid, I'm sitting with wuzu, and it's the 27th night of Ramadan. There is just a few steps that you have to take. In fact, it's only one step on the nafs. Just restrain yourself a little bit from that haram. It will be a little bit painful. First, it is a little painful. But the moment you will overcome that first step, inshallah, then you will start running. That's all. And how many times I have said now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is more merciful than our mothers. Our mothers and fathers, when they make us take the first step, or they made us take the first step, so when we make our little baby take the first step, then we stand there with arms open like that, and we just leave the hand, and before the child can fall, we hold the child. We don't allow the child to get hurt. My brothers, if the mothers and fathers have got such love for that little baby who is trying to take the first steps, that we don't allow it to get hurt. You think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is so merciful. He will allow us to get hurt if we want to take the first steps towards Him. So those few steps we will have to take. But Allah ta'ala will pick us up, you know, in His arms. Of course, He doesn't have physical body, meaning His rahmat will enshroud us. And then if the person just keeps on drilling for a little while, then he will get to the water. In the early days, this is what happens when you are drilling to get to the bottom and get some water, borehole you want to drill. Then first what comes out? Sand comes out. After that you strike a boulder there. Now when you strike the boulder, now if the person says, now we struck a boulder, so give it up. Nothing will happen. You won't get any water. But that is the time now that the person must put more force, and once he goes through that boulder, after that time will come when there'll be sand and water mixed. Still he mustn't stop. Drill a little more, and such water will gush, that it'll be sufficient not only for him and for his family and for the people around there, but with some time thousands of people or millions of people may drink from that same well. So that boulder that he struck, that is what we term as our addictions. That first we take the few steps, drilling, it might not be so difficult. But then when we come to those areas where our addiction lies, whether it's drugs or women or wine or whatever it is, or casinos, so that's where the pain will come a little more. That's the time, put more pressure, don't give up. Then inshallah, you see after a few days, few months, the person will now have reached the depths. And such water of the muhabbat of Allah will gush, that not only he will enjoy that sukoon, but we don't know how many thousands will enjoy sukoon.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai.
Ha, it says, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. The waves are unending. They're just going on and on and on and on. This love of mine for my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's no shore to it. That ocean of love, there's no shore. Ah, what enjoyment we will then get. My young friends, my beloved young friends, don't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. There are many, many young people who have given up their bad habits. Today they are enjoying peace, happiness, sukoon. Their hearts are filled with Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. They are enjoying life. They're not bored. I've got many, many letters I can show you. And I can introduce you to many people. And I'm not talking about those people who are born in Muslim homes, waliullah, and they grew up as waliul. I'm talking about those who went into drive clubs, disco, cinema, zina, anything you can think of. One young person tells me since last year when he came bayat or whatever it was, from then up till now, he says, Maulana, I can take qasam and say. And now he's a young person, not even married. And he's at the varsity. And he says, I can take qasam and say that I haven't raised a second glance. He says, I can take qasam and say that accidental first glance, so many girls are there. And he was in all that, everything what I mentioned, he was in everything. But he says now, after that reformation and change that has come, he says that pressure used to come on his heart. And he used to think of giving it up, but he said he just continued. And today he can't say how many times he has seen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. What are we giving our lives to? Things that will perish. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, but don't give our hearts to it. The person is seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. And some other youngsters also wrote to me like that. So I'm not talking about those born waliullahs. These people have come through that same route. But they are evidence enough to show that it's nothing to lose hope. No matter how far you have gone, turn, return. Wallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves those young people when they give up sins. Old people, well, one leg is already in the grave. They can't wait for youth again. And old age brings all the problems with it. One old person went to one Hakim sahab. He said, my knees are paining. He said, due to old age. He said, now my sight is gone weak. He said, due to old age. He said, my hearing is gone bad. He said, due to old age. He said, my chest is paining too. He said, due to old age. So he gave that doctor one slap. He said, don't you know anything else besides old age? He said, don't worry. That anger of yours is also due to old age. That slap also is due to old age. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wallah, there's such enjoyment, such enjoyment. Our lives are becoming stressed and we become tired sometimes because of the cases which we handle, which is not our problem. But inshallah ta'ala, if we have to just make a little bit of effort, we will enjoy life. I conclude. Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told Hazrat Mullah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum on one occasion whilst they were eating. So he asked him, what is it today? What are we going to eat today? Or what are we eating? So he said, dal. That day was dal. Most of the time it used to be dal. So he said, I am getting the taste of biryani in this dal. He said, Hazrat, how can you be getting taste of biryani in this dal? He said, because my beloved Allah is feeding me this dal. So he said, how can Allah Ta'ala be feeding and putting the curry into your mouth? He says, because this hand of mine, I cannot pick it up and put it here. If Allah paralyzes me, can I pick up my hand? So my Allah is giving the strength. With this hand, I'm picking up the morsel, putting it into my mouth. So I'm enjoying it that my Allah is picking up my hand and feeding me. So if somebody's beloved puts morsels into his mouth, what enjoyment he gets. So now here he's getting the enjoyment that my beloved Allah is feeding me. Therefore he's getting the enjoyment of biryani in dal. And our condition is this, that we don't even get the enjoyment of dal in our biryani now. Because of our anxieties, worries, problems, restlessness. So that person who will have Allah Ta'ala, he will have enjoyment. He won't get bored. That is why shaitan and nafs does not want us to taste even a little of that. Because once we get the taste, then we won't go back to those sins. Right, for the next 10-15 minutes now, let us make some zikrullah and terminate this session. إلا الله إلا الله مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں میں ہے وے خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے Oh Allah, far too long have I remained a useless person, useless, of no benefit to anybody, in drugs, in drinks, in vices, in evils. Now make me a useful person. Far too long have I been negligent, heedless, indifferent. Basab jagade, now make me get up.
Hardam karu me hai mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh my beloved Allah, in your garden everybody is a beautiful rose with fragrant smell. The only thorn is myself. We should consider ourselves as thorns and others as roses. How much of injury and pain and hurt we have caused to so many people. So Ya Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. The only thorn is myself. And everyone has taken off in this path. Everybody is flying high. Somebody at 30,000, somebody at 60, somebody at 120 and 100 and plenty. Ya Allah, I am still like a speck of dust on the ground. In your muhabbat and in your love, I haven't even taken off as yet. In the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am still bogged down in square one. My sins are not allowing me to take off. If I do a little bit of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, as soon as I come outside the masjid, once again my fraudulent activities, my abuse of wife, children and others, and my swearing and cursing and temper and everything brings me back to square one. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr-e-akhirat ho, bohut hi ghaflat-shiar mein ho. Raha mein bekar zindagi bar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kar mein ho. Raha mein bekar zindagi bar, I remained useless all my life. And bekar also means without car. So this doesn't mean I remained without car all my life. So Ya Allah, now give me one car so that day and night I can keep polishing it. This means I remain bekar, useless.
Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu
Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahu mein mashghool zikr o taat, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari. Oh Allah, my life has been spent in sins, sins, sins. Whole life I have spent in nothing but vices, evils and sins. But now, O my Allah, give me the tawfiq to do good deeds, good actions. Change the condition of my life. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alright, we are back on target again. It's quarter to one as announced. Inshallah, for the next half an hour now, we will break.
The masjid is packed, so people will have to move to the back in that parking lot and make your tahajjud salat. But inshallah, after that you can come in again. Just make 4 rakat salat, 2, 2, and it's tahajjud time. It's 27th night of Ramadan. We don't know whether we'll get another opportunity or not. We spend so much of nights when there's weddings, walimas, parties. Whole night we sit and talk. Our brai parties sometimes go till late or early part of the morning. And especially those who are in discos and cinemas and all that, then there's no question of time. So here, what an opportunity it is. And take advantage of this beautiful time now. It's a beautiful time. Make 4 rakat namaz and beg of Allah individually. Make dua. Each person has got his own problems. We make congregational duas too, but cry before Allah Ta'ala. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your heart in sajda. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put your heart in sajda. Head we have been placing in sajda, but place your heart in sajda and cry before your Allah. It will bring life into the dead heart. These tears will not bring any kind of depression. Inshallah, you will find hayat coming into that heart. When life comes into that chick, then it doesn't wait for the mother hen to even crack that shell. It comes out of that shell and comes out life. Then life will come into this dead heart. Put it in sajda and cry before Allah. Who knows, the dua of tonight may be the turning point in my life and your life. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. The ruh of yours will only become happy when you have taqwa. Make your soul happy with taqwa. Nafs is your dushman, is your enemy. Displease your nafs and please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then your ruh also will enjoy sukoon. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar.